Joni Burns is an Obama supporter who withstood blistering cold weather during the inauguration and now has organized a special watch party. Tonight, at a local pizza parlor, attendees will learn some State of the Union fun facts before watching the speech.
Every president has delivered a State of the Union speech except for one, and that was Woodrow Wilson. And who gave the shortest State of the Union speech? And that was the first one. That would have been President George Washington, who used only 833 words.
Organizers throughout Los Angeles have been planning for the State of the Union for weeks. There are watch parties scheduled everywhere, from local businesses to community centers. Sandy Cook is having her watch party at the local Buffalo Wild Wings in Crenshaw and hopes the president will elaborate on a range of issues.
Some of the things that are important to me are jobs, of course, the economy, immigration, as well as sensible gun control.
With no more elections to worry about, President Obama is expected to push through an aggressive agenda. Millions of Americans and Congress are looking to the president to elaborate on specifics from his inaugural address. Jorge Mario Cabrera from the Coalition for Humane Immigrant Rights of Los Angeles, or CIRLA, says his watch party will focus specifically on immigration reform. They will also pay careful attention to the Republicans' response by Florida Senator Marco Rubio.
At some point, a couple of family members will provide a rebuttal, similar to what Senator Rubio will provide, and they will speak about the kind of America that they would like to see for themselves and their children. Well, the State of the Union is about people, and is about how do we come together as one people, as one community. And immigrants are part of the larger community, and so they have something to say as well.
The president's televised State of the Union address will begin at 6 o'clock tonight, with the Republican response following immediately after. And again this year, the Tea Party will give its own response, delivered by Kentucky Senator Rand Paul. Denise Guerra, Annenberg Radio News.